Thank you. Last Sunday, probably Pastor Kevin mentioned that I had a terrible headache. Maybe I have headache once a year or once in a couple of years, but last Sunday's headache was very terrible. In the morning service, I got sweat because of the headache. Oh, I prayed, and Lord, I want to preach. You know, I want to. I don't want to miss the pulpit because this is my mission. I have to complete. So God gave me the power, and I can finish the sermon. But still, I got a headache. And so I asked Japanese service to please pray for me. And after the service, when I greeting, you know, everybody told me, how's your headache, and how the headache. And nobody mentioned about my sermons, you know. Maybe the people who are listening to my sermon, they're thinking about, oh, how about pastor's headache? You know, they're just anxious. Maybe they're praying for my headache and never listen to the sermon. So I regret that I should not have told them about my headache before I preach. Well, this afternoon, I'd like to start the new series. I'd like to preach from the Epistle of Colossians this year. One of my favorite letters of Paul. You know, the letter is one of the letters from prison. Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians were sent from the prison. The Paul was captured in the prison. These letters have some of different tone or different sound from the other epistle, like Corinthians or Romans, because the other letters were written by Paul, of course, in a different situation, but are not captured. But these letters were written by Paul. He was in the prison, and he, like, kind of critical situation. But even in that kind of situation, Paul brings some wonderful spiritual truth, like the chapters 2 of Philippians. Everybody knows the Jesus Christ from emptied himself and come to the earth and to follow the will of God, and as a servant, and it's kind of, you know, the truth of incarnation. And also the Philippians is famous of the joy. But all these other truth or teachings, like the teaching about church in epistles, all these are written in the prison, in jail, when Paul was not comfortable situation. He was maybe about to die, or he's not free. But the letters, these three letters, if you don't know the situation, we cannot tell Paul was that kind of situation. He was free, full of joy, and he has a joyful sound of the truth of God. But his situation was terrible. Maybe he was hard to eat, hard to sleep. He has to sleep on the ground. His maybe hands and legs are captured. No light. But he was full of joy, and he was he looks like the most free, the freest man in the world. So when you read through these epistles, please think about the writer's situation. So I'd like to read Colossians chapter 1, verse 1 to 8 this morning, this afternoon. Let me read. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. Timothy was with Paul. The holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints. The faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. Amen. I'd like to share, especially from chapter 6. The title is, What is the Gospel? What is the Gospel? This is, of course, this is the greeting from Paul to the Christians in Colossians, in Colossae. And this greeting, we can see what is the gospel, or what the idea Paul has on the word gospel. Actually, the word gospel is not found so frequently, so often in the Bible. The gospel means, of course, good news. And different versions translated the word gospel into good news. The word, let me read again from verse 6. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. What is the gospel? Number one, gospel is for everyone. It is all over the world. All over the world, the gospel, of course, this letter was written 50s or 60s or not late 70s. But just start spreading the Gospels. So actually, it was not all over the world. The part of the world, maybe part of the Mediterranean Sea. But from the side of Paul, or his foretelling mind, or his spiritually sight, can see the gospel is all over the world. When he was converted, when he started spreading the gospel, he has a confidence that this gospel is for every single person all over the world. Not for Jews, of course, but not for Gentiles. But everybody needs this gospel. So, in this time, the gospel was not all over the world, actually, but he knew that this gospel would be spread all over the world. And now we see, even in this small island, far east, so much different from Jewish or Western culture, even in Japan, or China, Korea, or every country, all over the world, the gospel was there. Amen. What kind of race, what kind of age, any kind of people, even from the baby or the old people. Gospel is for everyone. So please do not abandon or give up spreading the gospel, because there is nobody in this world, nobody in this world do not need the gospel. Amen? Is there anybody who doesn't need the gospel? Are you really sure? Some good persons? Some bad persons? President? Our Prime Minister, every single person needs the gospel. Okay? Yeah. Paul, even when he started spreading the gospel in the prison, he was sure the gospel is all over the world. Has to be. Even the end of the world. Because everybody needs the gospel, because everybody are sinners. Because we are far from God. Nobody can be the children of God through the gospel. Only the gospel, only the blood of Jesus can save the person. So gospel is for everyone. Number two, the gospel is dynamic. The gospel is dynamic. All over the world, the gospel that is bearing fruit and growing, I'll explain about bearing fruit and growing later, just as it has been doing among you, God, the gospel is doing something. Gospel is what? The information. basically the information. No movies. Gospel spread through the word. Right? Yes. Basically, the sentence or information. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And He came to the earth and He died on the cross for me, for us. And He resurrected and went to heaven. When whoever believes in Him, you are saved and become the children of God. That's the gospel. The gospel is information, message. But this information has power. It's doing something. When you hear somebody hear the gospel and receive it, the gospel starts something when somebody who received the gospel. Gospel has dynamic. This power. Change the person. The gospel changed the person. Gospel changed the family. Gospel changed the area. Gospel change, even can change the country. Gospel can change the world. I've never seen Jesus Christ. I never heard the voice. I never touched Him. I just heard the news. Gospel is the news. Right? But this news has been changing me. Changing you. This news has a power. Terrible power. Terrible. Strong power. And this power is changing you. If you trust this, the gospel is dynamic. But you have to hear and understand the gospel. Since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. Since the day you heard it, this is important. You have to hear this message. You have to receive the message. If you do not hear, you cannot get this power. So you have to tell the news. You have to convey the news to someone, somehow. But Paul said, you heard it and understand. In Greek, understand means one of the dictionaries says this word means to become thoroughly acquainted with, to know thoroughly, to know accurately, know well. The other dictionary says experience it, not just listen or not just know. You have to experience, so the dictionary said, you become thoroughly acquainted with. So just not just the information. You have to live with this news. You have to go through, you have to go with this news. You have to live with news. Then you get the power. So this news is not just like the other books other news, other informations, because just hearing is not enough. You have to go with it. You have to become thoroughly acquainted with this news. But then, if you hear and understand the gospel, what? The word, this gospel, is bearing fruit. Is bearing fruit. This gospel is dynamic and bearing fruit. What the fruit? What kind of fruit? Like the fruit of gospel, of the Spirit, of course. And but many, many, many different fruits the gospel bear you in lives, right? We cannot count. Many good families, friends, church, of course, and a lot of experiences, miracles, joy, tons of the fruit. The gospel has a power because gospel is living, right? This gospel is not just like dead information. The gospel is living. So once the seed of the gospel is planted, will grow and bear fruit. Gospel is bearing fruit and growing. But still, when this is maybe the best part of this scripture, the gospel is growing. The gospel never stop growing. This news once start something, never stop growing. Doing something in your lives, in the churches, in the countries. So let the gospel bear the fruit and grow in your lives. Do not put aside the information, the gospel, as just an information. When you hear, live it. When you hear, do it. When you hear, you have to experience. You have to go with the gospel. The gospel will bear the fruit in your lives. Gospel will grow, make you grow. The Christians never get old. I'm always telling the Japanese congregation, Christians never get old. Because we have the gospel. Gospel will never stop growing. We will grow and grow and grow. Spiritually, physically, of course. Amen? Amen? Amen. Don't underestimate the power of the gospel. We do not make the limitation. We should unlimit the power of the gospel. The gospel has the power more than you expected, more than you think. But Paul, even in the prison, he was captured. He was limited, almost dying, but in this message, he never underestimated the power of the gospel. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard in it and understood God's grace in all its truth. Gospel is bearing fruit and growing. We should put more expectation on the power of the gospel. When you believe in Jesus Christ, He starts something, He's changed you. He'll give you power. He'll give you time. He will give you money if you need. But He can change you. He can do something this year, more than you expected. Do not limit the power of gospel. Do not make any plans. God has better plans you have. God has brighter future than you have. God has greater plan you have. Because the gospel is living. The gospel is dynamic. Gospel is all over the world. Gospel is bearing fruit and growing. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we are here, not just listening the word of human beings, but we are listening the word of God. We are listening the word of you, Lord. Lord, thank you for sending the missionaries to these countries, or sending friends and sending pastors to us to bring the gospel to us, Lord. Since we hear and understand the gospel, understood God's grace, this gospel is moving in our lives. But sometimes, Lord, forgive us, Lord, that we make a limitation the power of the gospel. The gospel is living and bearing fruit and growing. Lord, let them grow. Let the gospel grow in our lives, Lord. Lord, we want to know the power of the gospel in our lives this year, Lord. Lord, we want to see the power of the gospel, not only our lives, but also the lives, the neighbors, the friends and families, Lord. Lord, send us to the people who have never heard the gospel, because everybody needs the gospel, Lord. Lord, thank you so much this afternoon that you, because you give us the bread of life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.